I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The militant group known as Boko Haram is being pushed out of northern Nigeria. But Ken Yonke of Global Advance says their influence is still as potent as ever.
There's extreme manifestations of years of indoctrination from, you know, negative propaganda against Christians and Christianity from Islamic leaders in the north.
Despite heavy Boko Haram influence in the north, Nigeria is filled with Christian leaders who are ready to bring their congregations and their country back to Christ.
These are underserved and isolated pastors who are committed to the long term. And they're greatly relevant to their context because of our prayers and our support and even the training that we were doing there.
There's more depth on this story at missionnews.org. And Bibles for the World is in the ministry of distributing Bibles legally. But with China's restrictions in the past on the spread of God's Word, Bibles for the World couldn't go into China with scripture distributions. But with new opportunities for resourcing, doors have opened. Bibles for the World's president, John Podaiti, just got back from the ministry's first trip to distribute Bibles in China. They also distributed booklets of the Gospel of John so believers could give those out as a witnessing tool. For many Chinese believers, this was their first copy of God's Word.
As they came through the line, I would hand them five copies, and some of them would say, no, I need more. It really got me excited to see them eager to share their faith with the people in their village.
Would you pray that these Bibles would spark a spiritual revival in villages in rural China? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links and details at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.